A booming international market for shark fin soup is threatening shark populations all over the world. Customers at high-end Asian restaurants often pay $100 for a single bowl of the soup. For more than a decade, governments of the major fishing nations have ignored calls for a global ban on catching sharks for their fins. Well, this week at a regional fisheries meeting in New Orleans, the Bush administration joined the push for a global ban. NPR's John Nielsen has the story.
Shark populations around the world have fallen by as much as 90% since the early 1950s. Bill Hogarth, director of the U.S. National Marine Fisheries Service, says the rapid growth of so-called shark finning fleets may be the biggest reason why.
Shark finning can be real bad because the problem is that, shark fins don't weigh much, and don't take a lot of room, but they're very valuable. So it's a whole lot easier for a boat to go out and kill sharks all day and come back with shark fins that may be $21, $22 a pound. In relation to a shark, there may be 10, 15, 25 cents a pound.
Sharks caught by the finning fleets don't stay out of the water very long. After the fins are all cut off, the rest of the shark is dumped back overboard. Often, the finless, bleeding sharks are still alive when they hit the water. Other sharks, drawn in by the smell of the blood, often end up losing their own fins. Bill Hogarth of the Fishery Service says the level of waste here is stunning.
We know in some areas that blue shark, for example, don't have a lot of value as a fish, and maybe 80,000 metric tons skilled just to get the fins.
Hogarth joined the push for a global ban on shark finning at a meeting of the International Commission on the Conservation of Atlantic Tuna, or ICAT, which began this week in New Orleans. He also took the wraps off a plan to essentially globalize the rules and regulations that already govern shark boats working in American waters. The most important of these rules bans the practice of dumping finless, helpless sharks back into the water they've just been hauled out of. Other rules would force fishers all over the world to keep detailed records of the sharks they see, catch, and occasionally return to the water with their fins still attached. American shark fishermen who blame the recent shark declines on finning fleets are solidly behind this proposal. Some of them even joined Hogarth on the podium when the plan was first unrolled. Environmentalists like Sonia Fortum of the Ocean Conservancy were up on the podium, too, speaking not only of the sorry state of sharks around the world, but of the need to level what she called the regulatory playing field.
Only a handful of countries around the world restrict shark fishing at all, and there are no international limits on the catch of sharks anywhere in the world.
Whether that will change soon is an open question at this point. European nations whose fishing fleets sell fins to Asian merchants say reports of sharks being dumped back into the water without their fins are wildly exaggerated, as are reports that sharks around the world are in a state of serious decline. Other critics wonder why an organization set up to regulate tuna fishing should presume to tell the shark boats what to do. Hogarth's response to that was that many sharks are still caught accidentally by tuna boats, and bycatch issues are within the mandate of his group. Later, Hogarth joked that he would love to see the finning ban discussed by the parties to an international conference on shark conservation, if only such a group existed. A vote on the U.S. plan could come Sunday. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.